Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg tomorrow at 12:21, Pretoria 13:23, and Mbombela 16:22.
In Pretoria, there's a stationary truck on Eskom Patlele Drive North near Moort Street causing queuing traffic there. Two accident scenes. The first one is on the N4 Emalahleni Highway West before the N1 Highway, and the second one on the N1 North before the Stormfall Road exit.
In your sport, the Dolphins beat the Warriors to set up a T20 Challenge final against the Lions. And Brazil legend Marta says she'll retire from international football this year.
Let's kick off the news with the energy crisis. Eskom says it spent 50% less on diesel than they budgeted for this year in comparison to last year. According to CEO Dan Marokane, the energy availability factor improved by 10% over the last 12 months from 51%, now standing at 61%.
What is really behind the performance that we are seeing? There is capacity that is emerging from the work that we are doing from maintenance, and we are not burning diesel to the extent that others would like to believe.
There's currently a court case against a private participation deal with Transnet to manage Pier 2 at the Durban Container Terminal. This after Durban and Richards Bay's ports were rocked by massive delays at the end of last year, prompting urgent interventions, including infrastructure. Now, board chairperson Andile Sanklu says despite this challenge, they intend to forge on with private partnerships to improve South Africa's competitiveness. So what is this case about? AP Moller Maersk, an unsuccessful bidder for the contract to manage the port, approached the courts to interdict a deal with Philippines company International Container Terminal Services Inc. and challenges its lawfulness. This is how the chairperson responded.
The process of selecting ICTSI was rigorous. It was competitive, it was fair, and it complied with our governance standards.
The Department of Water and Sanitation's Director General, Sean Phillips, says licensed irrigators along the Liebenbergsvlei River and its tributaries in the Free State Province have nothing to fear when the Lesotho Highlands Tunnel will be shut down for 6 months for maintenance between October this year and March next year.
Licensed irrigators along the Liebenberg River and its tributaries will be provided with notices to restrict their abstraction during the shutdown period to certain days of the week so that they abstract water from rivers fed by the Salzburg Dam in a sustainable way during the tunnel closure.
Meanwhile, water expert at UNISA, Professor Richard Meissner, says the chosen period is no coincidence.
October to March is our rainfall season here in the summer rainfall area. So it is to help mitigate any shortfalls that might occur, but I don't think that it will occur.
Law firm Cianego Attorneys has been appointed by the Gauteng Education Department to probe the deaths of two pupils from the Davyton Skills School earlier this month. They were laid to rest on Wednesday after they drowned while on a school excursion in the Centurion area. And finally, former Springbok captain and Cheetahs and Bulls hooker Adrian Strauss has graduated with honours from the Northwest University. He now has a Master of Business Administration, and here's his response.
It's important to test your barriers every now and then and make sure you're ready for it, especially if you've got a family and an 8-to-5 work, but it's worth it, definitely. It's probably the best thing I've ever done for myself and for my own development.
I'm Marlene Forsier with Nies. Eskom se bestuurshoof Dan Marokane sê die kragvoorsiener gebruik minder diesel as wat die land dink.
Hey, you. This is an amazing radio station. I just love you guys to bits.
We're the station.
This will always be my favorite music station.
That sounds like you.
This ain't Texas.